This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. It's the day after the 4th of July. Busy day to sleep in after a great day of fireworks, family, and all the above from the 4th of July. I'm Austin Bechtold, pleased to be with you as the Pirates were part of the fireworks last night in Los Angeles on the negative end for the LA faithful. Great comeback effort from the Buccos. And game that went back and forth, seemed like it was just one of those games that the Pirates were going to potentially find a way to lose. And in every aspect of it, the Pirates did what they needed to, scoring early, scoring late. A great thing to do is score more runs than the other team. And the Pirates responded, though, probably the best takeaway that you can get out of the game, to everything that the Dodgers threw at them. Pirates scored two runs in the first inning to get it going. Nick Gonzalez, ground rule double to left, scored Henry Davis and Carlos Santana with two outs and the bases loaded in the top half of the first inning. It was a struggle for the Dodgers starter Sheehan on the mound. 3 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 5 earned. He did walk 4 as well. 4 strikeouts allowed. Emmett Sheehan, a 23-year-old young pitcher for the Dodgers that has not done too well this year. 4.35 total ERA, has had his moments. But for the Buccos to be able to get it going, and then in the bottom half of the first inning, it was not a great start for Luis Ortiz. He gave up on a couple of different occasions, solid amount of runs, including in the bottom half of the second, a two-run shot to James Outman, who was not done on the day. That was his 10th, scoring Jason Hayward. That put the Dodgers ahead 3-2 after an earlier run in the inning. Mookie Betts, being a part of it, he homered, as Betts was the third run to come across the plate. Fourth run, as the Dodgers led 4-2 at that point after scoring that one in the first. But the Pirates in the fourth were not done. Jack Sawinski hit his 18th home run of the season to cut it to a one-run ball game again. Andrew McCutchen had a chance with 2 on and 1 out to be able to help the cause. Was not able to do so as Brian Reynolds helped to put the Pirates back on top 5-4. Being able to bring home Jared Triolo. And for the Buccos, just overall, once again, bottom half of the fourth inning, James Outman, 2-run home run. Dodgers go back ahead 6-5. Pirates were trying to respond in the top of the fifth inning, not able to do so. Rodolfo Castro struck out swinging. 3 pitches that he swung on that, honestly, he never had a shot at. The last pitch of the at-bat on a full count, outside half of the plate. Good pitch for him to swing at. Didn't make any contact. The previous 2 strikes on him were not in the strike zone. They were balls inside, cutters, off-speed pitches that got him fooled. Rodolfo Castro, we'll get to him in a little bit. This is his struggles continue. But in the top half of the sixth inning, Henry Davis singled to tie the game back up at 6, and it looked like in the bottom half of the 8th inning that this was it. Johnny DeLuca hit his first home run off of Jose Hernandez back in the fold with 1 out on a 3-2 pitch in the bottom of the 8th inning, and at that point, the way things have been trending for the Pirates, you think the game might be over. Carlos Santana struck out swinging in the top of the 9th, but Jack Sawinski was able to get on base. Nick Gonzalez walked after a 3-1 count, and Jared Triolo singled, line drive to center field. James Outman with a little bit of a bobble. Jack Sawinski scored, Gonzalez to third, and Triolo was able to advance to second, and that made it a tie ball game at 7. And for the Buccos, Josh Palacios, opposite field, a little flare in the left, ended up going down as a double with Nick Gonzalez, Jared Triolo, both scoring, and David Bednar able to close it out in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Evan Phillips, the blown save, the Dodgers closer, not able to get the job done for LA. It's good to see the Pirates being able to get to opposing closers because theirs has been so solid, tremendous. David Bednar, the way that he's performed this year, and being named to the National League All-Star team yesterday as well. Luis Ortiz, 3 1/3, 9 hits, 6 runs, walked 1, 3 strikeouts, 3 home runs as well. But the bullpen, very solid, very solid. It was Angel Perdomo, rather, not Jose Hernandez, who gave up the solo home run. Carmen Majewski, 1 innings pitched, 1 strikeout. How about Ryan Borucki? Has started to come into his own a little bit. Does still have a very high ERA in the seventh. A 1-inning pitch, he struck out every batter that he was able to get out. Colin Holderman, 1 2/3 innings, gave up 1 walk. Other than that, pretty clean. No hits, no runs came across the plate. Perdomo and Jose Hernandez is working his way back into the fold. One of the top lefties in the Pirates bullpen. Angel Perdomo has started to form into a solid and consistent lefty. He's had his moments positively and negatively. Negatively being the only when he was coming in for relief of Colin Holderman. Saw that he was able to do that, but also the Bucks went to the bullpen and being able to get Bednar in there for 1 2/3. A 5-out save for Bednar. Gave up 1 hit, 1 walk. 2 strikeouts, an ERA of 1.36. David Bednar, very deserving All-Star, as Clayton Kershaw went on the injured list for the LA Dodgers, and it opened up a spot for Bednar to be able to make the All-Star team. And it seemed that Derek Shelton was so confident Bednar would make it that he brought Icy Light on the plane to be able to give to his closer for making it for a second consecutive season. It's not like that you find that naturally in Los Angeles. I've been out there once earlier this year for the Rose Bowl, and you just do not find anything Icy Light Pittsburgh-related in L.A. So it shows the confidence that David Bednar had that his closer was going to make it to the All-Star game at some point, that somebody would drop out or there would be an injury or a starting pitcher would pitch 1, 2 days, 3 days before the All-Star game, that they would be not rested enough to be able to give it a go, and they'd have to find a replacement for him. But Bednar has been tremendous. It took 2 months for him to walk a batter unintentionally. He's 3-0 with a 1.36 ERA, 32 appearances, 16 saves, 33 innings, 39 strikeouts, a .91 whip. David Bednar on the season has only walked 5 batters. 2 of those were intentional walks. A .205 opposing batting average. He has been tremendous, has only had 1 blown save, and he is well-deserving of going back to the All-Star game representing the Pirates and joining Mitch Keller. Also, tons of speculation with the upcoming MLB draft. Draft is this Sunday. It seems like we keep talking about it and keep talking about it, and it just is a ways away, but no. It is fastly and very fastly approaching to where the point of the Pirates will have the ultimate decision to make of who to take number one. Will it be either the LSU big guns, Dylan Cruz, Paul Skeens? Will it be Wyatt Lankford or even a high school prospect? I talked to Jonathan Mayo of MLB Pipeline earlier in the week about his thoughts on all the prospects, but especially Dylan Cruz and Paul Skeens and where he projects those guys to be currently at the moment and where he would go if he was the Pirates at number one overall. I'll tell you what he had to say coming up next here on the Fan Early Morning Show. And the Fan Early Morning Show here today, the day after the 4th of July, on July 5th. Is brought to you by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work with 84 Lumber. Tell you what Jonathan Mayo had to say coming up next here on 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.